The run size for Yukon River Chinook or king salmon is likely to be lower than last year's. Fishermen saw the lowest run of kings on record in 2013. Sport fishing throughout the entire Yukon River drainage area, including the Tanana River, is closed this summer. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, biologists don't expect enough fish for a subsistence or commercial harvest this year either.
Anywhere between 64 and 121,000 Chinook salmon could swim up the Yukon River this summer. Stephanie Schmidt is Fish and Game's Yukon River research biologist. She expects the run size to be close to the lower end of that range.
Because the last several years, we've seen run sizes that have come in lower or at that low end of our preseason projections.
If she's right, this summer's run could be the lowest on record in the Yukon River. Schmidt says there could be several reasons for the decline in king salmon.
And I always like to use the analogy of a rivet in an airplane. And if you take one rivet out, the airplane will still fly. And if you take two out, it'll still fly. But once you start taking three, four, five rivets out, eventually your airplane is going to crash.
Fish and Game is trying to manage the king salmon population so that up to 55,000 fish make it to Canada. That's close to 86% of the lower end of the projected total run size. Eric Newland is Fish and Game's Yukon Area Summer Season Manager. He says there hasn't been a lot of argument against closing sport fishing, as well as subsistence and commercial harvest this summer.
And I think most people on the river really, really understand this, that it's a problem. We're having difficulties making these goals. We're doing a lot to conserve fish, and we're still not making goals.
Biologists are looking for ways to allow for harvest of other species in place of king salmon.
Initially, we'll be trying to provide harvest for sheafish in the lower river, whitefish in other districts, as well as summer chum when those fish become available a little later in the season. And at that time, we'd be using gear types that allow for the release of king salmon if they're incidentally caught at that time.
Newland says last year's commercial harvest of chum salmon, also known as dogs, was one of the largest on record. The subsistence harvest last summer was also up for chums. Fish and Game expects a strong fall chum this year as well. In the meantime, several research initiatives to investigate the king salmon decline are underway. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.